It's Mpumalanga's Space Music on Raz FM with Aaliyah, Down with a Click, and you're still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with Fezile Manzini. And as promised, on the line, I have our station manager, Mr. Lance Claassen. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Fezile.
Welcome to Raz FM Evenings. Is this your first time?
Yes, I'm not on the station, but it's definitely the first time with you on there.
All right, so I'm bringing out my fine china from the room divider that normally doesn't. Yeah,
you know the nice stuff.
Yeah, only the nice stuff, sir.
I'm a visitor. Here.
Yeah, you're going to get proper VVIP this evening.
Thanks so much for visiting.
You are currently not in the province, working hard. So thank you for availing yourself for this conversation.
No problem. Anything for you.
Thank you. So you've opened up the door and are looking for new members to join the Raz FM family. And currently, there's three departments that are looking for interns in journalism, IT and marketing. What are you looking to achieve through this internship program?
Well, this is not the first time we've done something like this year. Remember, we've got this thing on the weekend called Take Your Chance, where we open it up for people who want you to be broadcast professionals. Mm. And this is part of who we are as a station. There are too many barriers to entry for young people entering into broadcasting. For many people, it's a long, hard slug. They have to knock on doors. They have to wait for the opportunities. They have to push their way, and then they get told, oh, things aren't opened up at the moment. Mm. This also speaks into the fact that we have an unemployment rate of 50% amongst young people, and we are looking to give young people a chance. Whether you come from a TVET college, whether you come from a private education school or public schools like UMP and TUT, which are we were good friends with, or UniGrad or Edivas or Rosebank, we're looking for people who come from the Inkanzini region. The reason why we're looking for Inkanzini specifically is not that we've got anything against anybody else like Nkangala or Kersibanda. It's that the district municipality are paying for these interns. It's mm-hmm. not coming out of our budget. It's coming out of the Inkanzini district municipality. Mm-hmm. So we have to respect the people that are paying for this. That's the first thing. And secondly, when we're looking for young people, I'm not necessarily looking for a long CV because, you know, when we were 20 years old, how long was our CV, basically? It wasn't long at all. Mm-hmm. It got the qualification on. So we're looking for people with passion and energy. We're looking for people who have completed a qualification and say, this is my chance, I'm going to take it. And we're looking to hire on attitude because we can teach skills. You've got your qualification. But we are looking for people to say, this is my chance. I can do this. I can take this. I want to be part of this. And we've got living examples of people on air already. Zinkita Shongwe started out as a intern. She's now reading news between 10 and 1 mm. on air. That's the kind of opportunities that we give. We have young people like Princess M, who's 24 years old. 2 years ago, she wasn't even in radio. We gave her a chance, and now she's hosting our breakfast on the weekend. Mm. We have young people like Kloklang, hosting 9 to 12. She's, 24, 25 as well. Mm. So we do give people chances, but you have to take your chance, and you have to come in with a great attitude, and you have to keep having a great attitude. You can't say, no, I don't do this, or I can't do that, I don't work these hours. No. When you start out, you must have drive and passion and energy. So how do you get into our Raz FM family? Mm. You get us an email, you send us a CV, and you type in careers@risefm.co.za. Mm-hmm. It's been a very good turnout for these places, but we will only select the best CVs. So make sure the thing looks good. Make sure it's got great spelling. Mm-hmm. It highlights all your things. Make sure that if you've got not just your qualification, but if you are a leader in your church, singing a choir, part of your school's part of a sporting team, if you belong to the environmental society of some kind, if you organize cleanups for your community, that's the kind of person that we're looking for. We're looking for people that are involved, who are passionate, who want to make a difference.
Mm-mm.
I can talk all day. You know,
so I'm still waiting for you to say young people like Fezile. I'm not 35 yet. I was waiting for my name to come up. I'm not a youth and darling. I'm still waiting for you to add me.
I was hoping to add me as well, but it's a long time since I paid half price for a movie.
I know I'm a handful with my crazy dancing all over the place and laughing all over the place. But now that you've outlined some of the things that a candidate needs to understand about applying the applying process. But what are the specific attributes or requirements are you looking for in candidates in terms of maybe character or personality? Because we are a handful bunch, even if I say so myself.
Great. I don't mind that handful. let me take you back into my history. So I started out as an intern at Cape Talk many years ago. So I don't think you know my journey into radio. I used to be a caller into radio stations. Can you believe it?
Wow!
And then, what happened was this guy, he was a bit right wing, and I used to give him a hard time. I didn't shout or scream. I just said no. If you do this and that, no. I'll give my case. The producer of that show, Taryn James, she said, "Lance, I like your ideas. I like the way you think. Come through." So I go through, and I literally written out a whole bunch of ideas of these are for shows, this is what the guests you do, these are the angles that you take. And they said, we don't have a spot for you at the moment. 2 months later, for the breakfast show at Cape Talk.
Wow, that's quite inspirational.
That's how you get in.
From intern you to might not station get in manager. The first. No, that's big.
Yeah. And then they still put me on the breakfast show, and I learned so much. And I... like, I think one of the highlights of my career was as an intern. So it was this period, it was the 1999 election. John Matham, who's won Best Afternoon Drive host at the Radio Awards like two or three times, he's the breakfast show host. And he goes, Lance, I need you to find me a former president to tell us how you put together his cabinet. Now, at that stage, there were three former presidents. It's Nelson Mandela, it's F.W. de Klerk, and it's P.W. Botha. I know I'm not going to get Mandela. I phoned all day looking for F.W. de Klerk. What's the criteria to put together a cabinet? Because he's put one together. I can't get hold of F.W. de Klerk's foundation. Eventually, I get the home number for P.W. Botha.
Wow.
And I phone up P.W. Botha. I drag out my best Afrikaans. I go, hoe gaat het meneer Botha? Gaan het samen met u? Ons gaan samen met u praat over hoe die kabinet samengesteld het. Ons wil u met die politiek of die TRC. So I got P.W. Botha to do the last interview he ever did on radio.
Wow.
Through sheer chutzpah. So that's the kind of attitude that we want. This is the kind of passion that we want. If you're not willing to put it out there, you know, Rise FM is not part of you. You're not part of the Rise FM. Like if you are, the door is always open. And one day, you'll be having my job over here.
Are you sure? Because one day could be tomorrow.
My job.
I'm going to keep this because one day could be tomorrow.
My job is to pave a way for somebody that's better than me.
True. So for someone who's listening and believes that they are what you are looking for, what would you say to them is your vision for Rise FM as a station?
Rise FM, we are looking to be the builder, the enabler of all our audience. Our audience is going through an immensely tough time. South Africa is going through a tough time. So what are we going to be? We're going to be the friend, the mentor, and the companion. And that's going to be specifically on your show, Fezile. Specifically, we're going to look to build people. People are going through a tough time, and we're going to be your friend and mentor and companion through these tough times. And so if we're not building, we're not leading.
No, thank you very much. You and I could talk all evening until programs manager calls me to say hello. We're going to discuss this one tomorrow. So just a quick one before you say goodbye, Mr. Klassen. What message of encouragement do you have in the spirit of Azishe?
Keep going, guys. Mm. Keep going. You know, the South African sporting teams have taught us a lesson. The Springboks, no, first the Banyana, then the Springboks, then Bafana reaching the semi-finals of AFCON, and now it's the cricket team. It shows that you don't have to be the best, but you have to have you have to keep fighting. You have to keep going. You can't give up. You can't say, no, I can't do this. No, the South African way is with grit and determination to keep going. You know, it's like, if you looked at, like, I know I sound very cool and confident, but if you looked at, like, at my marks, at some of my marks at school, you would never have hired me. If you looked at the fact that, like, if you've got things that are against you, like, I've got dyslexia, that means that I've got the real spelling problems. Like, I have to reread what I say. I miss words. I miss letters and words. It's in my head, but you have to keep going. Life is going to be hard and against you, but you have to keep going. You have to keep trying. That's who we are. That's who we are as a station. That's who we are as a province, and that's who we are as a country. South Africans just don't give up.
So true. Sitsi Mpumalanga. Azish.
Azish.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So please do enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was our station manager, Mr. Lance Klassen, encouraging you to please do apply for the internship opportunities that we are currently advertising. And all the best to you. We keep moving. You heard, comrades, right? We move. It's Rise FM.
Oh my gosh, babes. You won't believe what I...